This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Kramer and Jess. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Ooh, are you still mad?
It's too late now to say sorry.
Want an apology?
I'm sorry.
Or is yours long overdue?
Forgive and forget with Kramer and Jess.
Okay, Will from Perry Hall, are we going to ask for forgiveness or demand an apology today?
I need forgiveness because I started off my relationship with my wife on a lie, and now I think she wants to divorce me.
God. What's the lie? What happened?
It's a really stupid thing. Basically, we went to my family's house for dinner, and my brother was there, and he's telling some stories about the old days. It's a little embarrassing, but when I was in college, he had some crutches, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the time when he was using them, because he had hurt his leg, he was getting a lot of attention from women.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so I noticed that, and I said, hey, maybe I'll try that. Right. And that's kind of how I met my wife.
Oh,
and
really?
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, and she never found out. Now, I thought it was okay. Like, she seemed all right. She kind of stiffened up for a second, but then, like, she knows I didn't mean anything by it, but as soon as we got to the car, she's just like, I can't believe, like, you lied to me. Like, our whole relationship is based off a lie. There's not really any other, like, secrets between us. So this is, like, the only kind of thing. I don't want her to leave me over this.
How did she find out, though?
My brother told her, like, he's basically telling these stories about when I was in college, and
it slipped out on accident.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait, you said save your marriage. Like, is she that pissed about this?
Yeah, she's living with her parents right now.
How long have you guys been married for?
So we've been married a year, but we've been together for another 3 years before that.
Wow. She's pissed, bro.
You're not still using the crutches, right? Like, you healed. You healed.
I can't vacuum. I got
allegedly,
all crutches.
Right? Like it's not like you use that, like, for any current things.
Oh, no. I mean, that's way in the past.
Okay. Honestly, I think it's hilarious.
You like it?
I mean, the way that my husband and I met in our whole situation, well, I don't know if I'm the right person to be asking. But I think, like, if I found this out, and like you said, you guys were in college, like, you guys were young. If you were still on crutches to this day and you were like, it's been 4 years and she thinks I'm on crutches, but I'm actually fine.
Right.
I feel like that would be an issue.
Like a disabled thing.
But the fact that it was in the beginning, it was just really done and fun. I would not want to divorce you over it if you're my soulmate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that her reaction is that big. But, you know, everyone's got their thing. So what do you want? I mean, we're going for an apology here. we can try to save your marriage. I mean, honestly, dude, I'm sorry that it's like gotten to that point for both of you guys, you know?
But I am curious to hear her side of the story, because I feel like this must be triggering something else. Sure. Like, I feel like there has to be something deeper here.
Well, let's find out more. So Stacy has agreed to come on today. That's his wife. And if you've never been here for Forgive and Forget before, well, how this works is we reach out to people and we say, hey, you know, we're a radio show here in Baltimore that does a segment about forgiveness. There's somebody that wants to bring you on here, but we're not going to tell you who it is unless you agree to come on. She knows what's up. The tension of this one's high. Is she willing to move past this? Maybe we can like help facilitate that with Forgive and Forget next on Mix. All right. So, Will, you stand by for a second. Don't let her know that you're on until we give her a chance to guess who it is, even though she knows, but we'll give her a chance to at least, you know, talk about this. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Let me get on Stacy. Hi, Stacy. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Thank you, by the way, for coming on and agreeing to do this. I know it's a pretty vulnerable segment that we do.
Yeah, I know. You know, if something like this happens to someone else, I just want it out there.
Well, I know that you, you know, well, Charlotte told me that pretty much you're not really in question of who this is on the phone with us today. But who is your assumption that it is?
Oh, my lying husband. I just found out that our entire relationship was built on a lie. Like when I met him, we bonded over the fact that he saved a kid and that's how he got injured. And I really fell for him because I thought we had the same values because, like, I love children.
Wait, hang on, Stacey. I don't mean to cut you off real quick.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, can you elaborate?
Kid?
Can you actually just tell us what the lie was that he told you on what caused the injury in the first place?
Well, he saw a kid crossing the road and he was about to like be hit by a car and he dove in and saved his life and got injured in the process.
Okay.
On top of the lie, it's like I don't have trust for him anymore. And I can't believe he would let this lie go on this long because like whenever I kind of think of him, I think of that moment of like, how generous of a person, you know, you have to be to like, you know, kind of risk your life to save
selfless.
A child,
yeah,
you know, and that's not who he is.
Okay.
And that's who I thought he was this whole time.
So, Will, you never mentioned, I mean, I guess we didn't really ask, but you never mentioned this whole...
the lie itself.
Yeah.
There's no excuse for what I did, and I'm really sorry. It's just... I don't know. I was young and stupid, and I didn't have confidence in who I was. So I thought maybe if I can get in the door, maybe she'll love me. And that's what happened. And the person that you fell in love with is the real me, though.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I'm wondering if he like made up this lie to connect with me. And you know, does he even like children? I just don't know how to trust him again.
I promise you, I'm not a liar. Ever since then, I haven't lied about anything. I promise that.
He could say he's not lying, but how do I know?
No, totally. I completely understand where you're coming from, and I think anyone can really relate to that feeling. Is it something that you could be willing to work through?
I'll do whatever it takes.
It's so soon, and my heart is broken, and I just don't know. I don't know how to process these emotions. Like, I do love him. I just don't know how I can get over this.
That, I mean, it's a lot. That's I don't mean to laugh, but that's a lot. Would you be willing to maybe get some feedback from other people if it's worth maybe forgiving a situation like this? Because the phone's ringing, but only like if you're comfortable with hearing out maybe... Is it worth giving, you know, your husband? I mean, this is not a boyfriend. This is a husband. Like a pass on this one. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm open to that.
Okay. So we do a little more information now. We have found out that Stacy's husband told a pretty big lie about saving a kid's life at the beginning of their relationship, which is a big lie,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
She now is like considering separating or whatever. But would it be worth forgiving your husband over that?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Travis on one in Woodlawn.
Travis, what do you think? Is it big enough?
In my opinion, no, it's not big enough at all. If she found this out within the year they first started dating, I can understand. But after 4 years, it sounds like she's just trying to find her way out.
Oh. So you think there's another motive here?
Possibly.
Like if the bond was that strong, you think like the automatic reaction was like, let's get through this versus I don't know if I want to be with you anymore?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were just laughing about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think personally, but I mean, it just sounds like something silly that he did to get her attention.
Right.
Which, as a guy, I mean, majority of us has probably done that before to get her attention.
I was gonna say,
what? You don't say.
Hey, let's not go through our record of what we've said and what we haven't said, okay? That will not end well for most of us. So, no, women, we're always honest with y'all at the beginning. Trust me.
This is Heather on 8 in Bel Air.
Hey, Heather, morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is it big enough to end a marriage because he lied about saving a kid's life?
Maybe, right? So we don't know what other nuances have gone on in their relationship.
Right.
A trust breaking is a very big deal.
Yeah.
And it's not for me or you or anyone else or the husband to say how big or little that break in trust is.
Yes.
That's up to her.
Yes, yeah.
So for me, when I walk out of a relationship, when I really, truly love someone, because sometimes love isn't enough, I make sure that I've done every single thing that I could to make that relationship work, right?
Damn, Heather. So, yeah, girl. Jeez, yeah.
I mean, let me say, I make sure I do everything. You can't make the other person do everything,
that's true.
Right?
That's true.
Yeah.
So as long as you're walking away going, I did what I could no matter what they did, it doesn't matter. I tried.
Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest a couples therapy, trying to go through it. But if you're just feeling that way, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And you need to do what you can live with at the end of the day.
Yes.
Damn,
listen to Heather. You got a place we can talk to all the time. She's out here dropping
here.
Gems. I love that.
Ayana, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What do you think? I mean, is this big enough, you think, to end a marriage over?
I totally do not think that it's big enough to end the marriage over.
Yeah.
And I say that to say, I mean, it's college. It's okay. Guys do goofy stuff. Girls do goofy stuff. It's fine. He didn't know he was going to fall in love.
Yeah.
You actually fell for the story.
Yeah.
And he forgot to make it a kiki at, you know, maybe the third date. But it's okay. It's other things, and it's worth the things that, you know what I'm saying, that could have happened.
Well, that's
to breaking
true.
You two up. And then sitting there, you know, and giving advice like, well, I actually broke up with my guy because he said he saved the kid and he was on crutches, so we divorced. I mean, it could be cheating. It could be, God forbid, he was gay. It could be anything. But thank God that you have what you have. But like I said, for him, it may be just a blessing in disguise. You dodged the bullet because obviously the feelings are mutual and maybe it's just more to the story. But he really sounds sincere when he said he didn't lie again. You need to deep into some stuff that you think that she lied about and find out the truth about her lies.
Get some kind of rebound situation. Like, let's go through your lies then, too. Man, listen, I understand where you're at. Like, I get it, Stacey, that, like, this has got to be shocking. And it's nothing I'm sure he, you know, Will's proud of over here. But, like, most people are saying, like, this is, yo, this is marriage, unfortunately. You, like, work through these hard times. Are you, do you think you're, like, does that change your mind now you hear, like, everyone's opinion?
You know, I'm open to coming home and starting couples therapy, but I don't know if I'm ready to forgive yet.
No, of course. Will, is there anything that you want to mention to Stacey?
Yes. I'm so sorry, and there's no excuse for what I did, but, you know, you're my everything. I can't imagine my life without you. I'm willing to put in the work, and I'll never lie to you again. I promise that.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com. It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.